So I'll move to the next one. Culturally, if you are one of those people who approaches life with a consumer mentality, and by that I mean, like, what can people bring to my life? This, hands down, culturally is the best country I've ever been to in my life. The people here are extremely laid back. I was born in Nairobi, raised in Nairobi, and I mean, I can't compare the levels of, like, tension and anxiety and anger that you encounter just on a day-to-day basis in a place like Nairobi with here. People here are, they're extremely well taught in terms of etiquette and, you know, things like please, thank you, and treating you with general respect on a one-to-one level. They're very good at that, extremely good at that. Even when they don't want to do it, they do it. So, I mean, it's, people here are extremely courteous to you. What they say behind your back, I don't know, and I don't care, but when we're together, they're very good to me. They're very courteous, very loving people. And one thing that I hear that this place beats America hands down is in terms of time. I understand that, like, the American culture is very go, 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 busy, 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 go, go, go. Here, it's very laid back. You pretty much control the pace of your life in general. Here, if you want to live an extremely slow life, you can. A very slow, measured, controlled life, you can. And if you want to live a very fast-paced life, you know, you can do that. And actually, in a place like this, I really don't see the reason to do it because it's so laid back. So, I mean, culturally, people here are very nice. I've had no problems with it. The very few problems I've had are pretty much, it's because by the time I'd come here, I was pretty much a human being. So I had a very hard time adjusting and changing, and I still haven't changed. So, like, socially, we don't click as much. We exist in a state of tolerance, but you know what, they're still extremely nice to me. So culturally, this place is tops. And on to education. In terms of education, let's see, I'll briefly touch on primary school and high school, because I've been to high school here and back home, and my sisters are in primary school here. The primary school and high school here is hands down way, way better than the primary school and high school I did back home. I mean, I actually went to some pretty good schools, had very good teachers, but I probably learned like triple or 10 times even the more here in Australia than I learned back home. In high school, I used to be like at the bottom of the class. In primary school, I did okay, but in high school, I definitely dropped to the bottom of the class. And I mean, part of the reason was because I was just an idiot and a testosterone filled idiot. But part of the reason was because, like, the culture back home, I mean, anyone will tell you who went to school in Kenya, it's very much you cram facts so that you can regurgitate them for a paper. Whereas here, it wasn't like that at all. Here, you write reports, you watch videos, you learn how things apply in life. And I mean, it's just, like, I can still tell you a lot of the stuff that I read in my textbooks, even though I've been out of high school for quite a while now. So, I mean, it's the education here, primary school and high school. If you want to bring your kids here, you'll watch a lot of news reports about how, like, the education system here is really bad. It's making people not competitive. Personally, I don't see it. That's not my experience. Personally, education here is just top-notch. And if you want to learn, you will learn. So if you want to bring your kids here to learn, please do. I mean, my sister's school, just to put it in perspective, my sister goes to a public school. First of all, the education is, okay, it's pretty much free, because I think the payment is like about $200 a year or something. And this is a public school. And my sister's school is at such a high level, in spite of the fact that it's a public school, that they actually managed to, like, send a spider to space, I understand. They took a spider, sent it to NASA, and apparently their spider is now in space. So, I mean, that's the type of things that they get to do. They study emotional health. I mean, it's crazy. It's I mean, the stuff my sisters get to do, studying history, reports, and all that type of stuff. The only thing that I think the education here lacks is in terms of the education here, the English is really terrible. I don't know, my sister is 14 years old, and my level of English was like 10 times hers when I was in school. As in, their level of literacy is much lower than ours. I guess it's because they have so many tools around, but, like, their handwriting is bad, they're pretty bad, they're bad at spelling, and just, you know, stuff to do with language, which, ultimately, sad to say, but in this place it doesn't matter. With spell checking and calculators, it really doesn't matter that much. But that's just a small thing that I've noticed. So that is education. In terms of university, again, university, there's a plethora of information on anything you could possibly imagine. I mean, there are free libraries everywhere. I mean, most libraries you can borrow between like 10 and 30 books. There's free internet all over the place in public libraries, state libraries. Education here is ridiculous. ridiculously expensive. I mean, in the West, it's just ridiculously expensive. So be prepared for that. It's just you're going to pay through your nose. So I mean, once you eliminate that factor of how much you have to pay for the education, leverage it. I mean, I'm telling you, you can learn. If you want to come out of this place the next Leonardo da Vinci, you can if you put your mind into it and focus on it. So education, you have no excuse to leave here dumber than you arrive. Absolutely none. So please take advantage of the education. Any questions about anything I've said so far, or any comments, anything to add, leave a comment.